The House Intelligence Committee is holding a closed-door session at 5 p.m. to consider releasing the Democratic rebuttal memo to the Republican memo that alleges bias in the Russia investigation. President Donald Trump and some Republican allies are using the so-called Nunes memo to allege bias in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Several former intelligence officials have publicly criticized the memo drafted by the chair of the committee, Republican Devin Nunes. Here's former CIA Director Leon Panetta speaking on Fox News Sunday.
I think in this instance, very frankly, that the Nunes charges against FISA, particularly without looking at the entire application, without talking to the judges who actually make these decisions, I think that's irresponsible.
The Democratic counter memo was authored by California Representative Adam Schiff, the panel's top Democrat. Joining me is William Banks, professor at Syracuse University Law School. Bill, you've read the memo. What's your analysis?
Well, I agree with what Mr. Panetta said just now, and I think it's a very unfortunate turn of events for the investigation to have it may have the elements of the investigation by the Mueller team revealed in this way. It's a it's clearly partisan. It's an effort to protect President Trump, and it compromises a valuable intelligence source that the Bureau had been working with, and it of course is also very much a sort of a cherry-picked gleaning of a few elements of a much larger FISA application.
Tell us about the FISA courts and what it takes to get a surveillance on an American citizen.
Yeah, it's important to remember, June, that the purpose of the FISA process is to collect foreign intelligence or counterintelligence. In this case, it was counterintelligence involving Carter Page. This is not a criminal process, so we don't expect the same Fourth Amendment protections for citizens that we would if a criminal sanction or possible jail could be forthcoming. Still, the process does do more to protect Americans than it does persons who are not from the United States. So the predicate, if you will, is still the same: probable cause to believe that the target is an agent of foreign power, in this case, Russia. The thing that's different about U.S. persons in this regard is that none of the activities that are the basis for an order of surveillance could be based on protected First Amendment activities, and the process requires that they seek renewal of the authorization more frequently than they would have to if the target were not a U.S. person.
So something I find difficult to understand is this memo is about Carter Page, who White House officials described as a peripheral member of a relatively peripheral advisory committee. And last December, White House Attorney Don McGahn wrote to Page to cease saying he's a Trump advisor. And didn't the FBI have a lot more on Page? He was interviewed by them as early as 2013 as part of an investigation into a Russian spy ring. So shouldn't the FBI have had more information on him than the Steele dossier?
They clearly did. And I think if the Democratic memo is released, we'll learn more about some of that other information. You know, the FISA application is a lengthy process that involves internal vetting inside the Department of Justice by numerous officials, lawyers, and policy officials. And the application itself, when it's carried to the FISA court, would have been lengthy, I don't know, 50 pages, maybe more. So the Steele dossier would have been a very small part of a larger package of materials. As you say, they've been looking at Steele, or at Page, rather, for up to 3 years prior to this application. And, of course, it's also important to remember, this was actually stated at the bottom of the Nunes memo, that the investigation of the potential for collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian interference was first investigated concerning Papadopoulos, not Carter Page. So there was a prior application that had already been reviewed.
Now, we heard Leon Panetta say, you know, we shouldn't do this without talking to the judges. Judges don't normally explain their decisions to people unless there's some kind of criminal process and, you know, they have to look into what the judge found. And so is that likely to happen, that one of the judges would come forward?
No. It's almost surely not going to happen. We don't even know which judges might have been involved in the Carter Page application. As the materials reveal, the Page request was renewed on two or three occasions. I forget the details now. And it's likely that on the first occasion and then on the renewals, there might have been a different judge involved each time. The judge wouldn't have been identified. The judge won't identify himself or herself now, and that's the way the process is supposed to work.
So, Bill, now let's say the Democrats are allowed to come out with their memo. Is it good to have two dueling memos out there and about the FBI's process? And is it dangerous to release the second memo?
You know, I doubt that it's dangerous to release it. And at this point, it's about achieving sort of a partisan balance here. The best result is for no memos to have been released, because it was a real affront to the integrity of the Department of Justice and the whole FISA process, and the entire intelligence community for that matter. So I think the better thing would have been for there to be no memo. I think once there's a heavily partisan memo out, it's fair to have a rebuttal memo out. I think that Representative Schiff and others would be very careful not to release sensitive information in the chance that their memo does come out.
Now, another part to this is that Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley is calling on the FBI to stop blocking the release of key portions of his memo that calls for a criminal investigation of Christopher Steele, who's the former British spy who compiled that dossier we know so much about. In about a minute, can you tell me what Grassley is trying to accomplish?
It's very hard to know exactly what he's trying to accomplish. One of the things that we learned, unfortunately, is that in releasing the Nunes memo, we now know that Steele was an FBI source prior to the so-called dossier and prior to the investigation of Carter Page. So in the context of the larger investigation, one of the things that happened is that the Bureau has lost a source that it had been using for foreign intelligence gathering for years. So I think coming out with more now, I think that they've already lost Steele and whatever value that he might have provided to the process earlier on.
Well, we'll see how this plays out. And there are certainly different parts of this now. It seems as if it's like a tree with the branches spreading. Thanks so much for being here, Bill. That's William Banks, professor at Syracuse University Law School. Coming up on Bloomberg Politics, Policy, Power, and Law, with the midterms approaching fast, Democrats plan to take outrage over this Nunes memo to the voters. We'll discuss the implications of that. This is Bloomberg.